There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Good afternoon and welcome. It's the Lori and Julia Show here on My Talk 107.1, our first show of the new year, 2020.
That's right. This is 2020.
That's right. All those checks are going to have to be corrected because people are going to write 2019.
I don't think that's going to be such a big word.
Well, no. For those who write checks.
Wow! Starting the year with a bang.
Back to work. We haven't been all together since Christmas Eve Eve.
That's right.
I shared my disastrous meatball story.
You did?
I understood you shared your disastrous scalloped potatoes.
I just cut them the night before. They tasted good, but
well, as your niece said, Julie, these aren't so bad if you close your eyes when you eat them.
They just looked horrible. Because they turn brown if you cut them ahead of time. Apparently, if you keep them in water.
Water.
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't know. We learned.
Anyway.
That's right.
Seattle says hi.
Oh, they do?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. It was just, you know, it was like the rain held off until we left. It was sunny.
In Seattle.
It's sunny in Seattle.
And
nice. Able to see the mountain. So that was really nice. But my mom said she's been cooped up ever since we left. It's just been raining. And high winds, and they canceled the fireworks off of the, you know, Space Needle.
Oh, they did because it was so windy.
Yeah, it was so windy. My mom was not impressed with Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper. She said all they did was talk about wieners and do shots. And I missed the one funny thing when they had the Barbara Walters, Sherry O'Terry did her. Barbara Walters, Baba Wawa.
Okay, impersonation. But
they did. I mean, they said the C word that ends with a K on CNN because they were talking about Cooper's late mother, who just died in 2019, Gloria Vanderbilt. And Anderson said he was prepping his mom for an interview with Andy, and she said, I'm nervous about what he's going to ask me. And she said, he's not going to ask me who had the biggest sword in Hollywood, is he? Because she, of course, had
a
lovely love life. Yeah. And
look at that, Donnie. It's 2020, and what is the exact time?
It took about four minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
back to normal.
And he did ask her that. And then they brought up Shaquille O'Neal and that whole famous it was just my mom was not impressed and was very mad that the Barbara Walters cameo she missed, because the reason they were trying to get the actual Barbara Walters is they wanted to use, you know, the catchphrase, this is 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, she did a killer impersonation. You can watch it. And then Lindsay Lohan called in.
Who watches these? I just want to even know. Think
a
of the
lot
last
of people, but it's
really
never gotten the numbers that Anderson used to get with Kathy Griffin, who got married on New Year's Eve.
That's right.
And it's been 3 years since she got kicked off. And many people think the reason why Andy and Anderson do so many shots and stuff
because they're not
kind of boring together.
Right, they're not funny at all.
Yeah.
But I don't think people
But they have Lindsay Lohan call
well, like
in.
I said, Lori, who cares?
Yes.
I think New Year's Eve is, those things are kind of.
I'm glad I went out, man.
Well, here's one.
I had so much fun going out.
Well, tell us about
just
it.
Just the Turf Club. Went and saw The Bad Man played second. We listened to a new band called The Lunch
Buckets.
Duchess, I think.
Oh, The Lunch Duchess.
Duchess. Mm-hmm. They were really, really fun. The two gals that we were partying and hanging out with, I cannot think of their names right now, but I'd recognize their faces. We just had a blast.
On New Year's.
It was just fun. And we left before the headliner. And the girls were like, why are you leaving?
You left before the band?
No, the Badman played second.
Oh, who was the headliner?
Shredder. It's like a Doomtree posse, everyone except Dessa.
And I have no idea what Dessa, that language was.
Dessa was on our show for her
No,
book.
But you said no one excepta.
No, I said it's everyone except Dessa.
Donnie, did you hear that?
No, not really.
Not really.
No.
I said it, everyone from the Doomtree Collective.
Well, I don't know that either.
So. Yeah, except Dessa was part of this band called Shredder. I know, I didn't stay for that. I just said to the gals.
Well, it was just so hard to even understand. So I'm like, okay.
We got to go home and have some sexy time. I mean, it's just like we're leaving. We saw the band we came for. Boom, let's get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, did you go out?
No. Lori, I haven't gone out on a New Year's Eve since I can even remember.
Since I've known you.
You haven't. Yeah. I haven't. It's not my time.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I went over to my friend's house. She made nice food. Hung out with her and her guy.
Yeah.
Did a little puzzle. You know, really fun stuff. Actually, yeah. I was so
party
relaxed. I had spent a lot of time with me in my new self-partnered state.
Yes.
Uh-huh. But I was so...
Yeah, because you were out for 5 days.
I was. And the first two, you couldn't even drive.
Yeah.
I was planning on going to the cabin, but I took a spin around the block and I almost hit the mailboxes and everything, other things.
So my mom was having so much fun on Saturday morning watching the Minnesota videos, the people ice skating down their sidewalks, the buses. Oh, no, it was horrible.
Dangerous.
And after we got home from Little Women, she's like, I could have just stayed at home watching these videos because my mom did not enjoy her time at Little Women.
Okay, so tell me what you guys thought of it.
Well, I liked it like, what did I give it, Donnie? A B minus?
Yes. Yeah. I gave it a B, you gave it a B minus.
I gave it a B minus. And I think it's partly colored by the fact that at our theater, they showed 7 trailers and a new thing, a commercial between each trailer, which is something that I hadn't seen before.
So was it 25 or 30 minutes?
It was like 30 minutes, but we had to pee so bad and we were so hungry because that movie is a little long.
That's what Donnie said. Yeah. He gave it one of my reviews.
Well, we both used your thing. That could have used some editing, but the best Joe March, Saoirse Ronan, amazing. I like how Greta told the story forward and backward. I think that's where my mom got confused because every other movie is a straightforward telling.
Sure.
Best Amy, Florence
Pugh.
Okay,
but wait a minute. So this
and
new...
Timothy Chalamet.
Okay, the new trend, Lori, though, of showing millions of previews and then putting a commercial between each one.
That's not cool. Not the commercial part. I love trailers.
Sure.
Show us as many trailers as you want, but do not sandwich in a commercial.
Well, obviously, that's how they're making money.
I guess so.
But that's mean.
It is mean. It added because that was a long movie.
Oh, I can't. No, that's why I said when I go to some and there's 25 minutes of previews, it's like not even worth it.
But if you love that book, if you love other iterations of the movie, I mean, it is very... You know, the way Greta Gerwig did it, I think, is really interesting. I think that I just think she could have, like, snipped out
40 minutes.
Not 40, but maybe 20 to 25
minutes. Mm-hmm. She could have taken and both done and said, God, we're doing the Julia review.
Yeah.
It comes in handy.
Oh, no, you're right.
Because it is
but
true.
But you do it for every movie.
Not really.
Kind of. Like, Knives Out, I wouldn't
have
edited
it. I haven't
seen
Knives Out.
That's fabulous.
I want to see that.
Fabulous.
Before leaving my house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, you did have a good excuse for 2 days.
You want to know what?
You were kenneled up.
It felt
self-partnered.
I was self-partnered.
Did you hold hands quite a bit with yourself?
Sure. Why not?
Did you talk to yourself?
Always. Always. You know, journaled and wondered, why do I need to journal? I can just talk to myself and keep doing
record
it.
Record it.
I just record myself.
All right. Listen, when we come back, it's our story we can't get enough of. Sings this song.
Patty Page.
There we go. Well, why are we playing this? Well, the 2019 American Kennel Club National Championship happened on Wednesday, and the competition was held in Orlando in mid-December, and they broadcast the show. Donnie admitted he watched
it. I watched almost
you
the whole
did,
thing.
Donnie, do
I
you did,
Donnie? A lot of people watch
okay,
it.
Okay, cheers to Wasabi. He's the cutest
He's
dog.
The cutest dog. We've got a little audio from GMA. Is that who it's from?
Yes.
Okay.
More than 5,200 pooches battling it out, tooth and tail, in this year's American Kennel Club National Championship. All hoping for a leg up on the competition, from the fluffy to the happy, with tails wagging. All putting their best paw forward, pining for that elusive title of Best in Show.
Best in Show tonight is the Pekingese.
At only 18 months old, this male Pekingese named Wasabi is just starting his career. His breeder, owner, and handler, David Fitzpatrick, ecstatic.
Oh my goodness, what a wonderful boy.
That first place ribbon, bigger than he is. The toy-sized newcomer chewing out some stiff competition, including a giant schnauzer fresh out of retirement. As for this pooch...
Fabulous, look at that head.
Yeah, beautiful expression and head on Wasabi.
He's enjoying all the grooming of a top dog.
Certainly deserves it.
Oh, and yeah. His owner said dogs like this do not win
no, they
best
don't.
In show.
No, it's all right.
Not
no.
usually,
no,
Pekingese, and it's yeah. such a young dog.
That's true.
His little Pekingese in that smash face, and you don't usually see him with that much hair. Julia's going to...
I'm tweeting out a picture of Wasabi. I was just...
Wasabi took home a $50,000 cash prize.
Nice. Oh, and, gosh.
That video is posted, folks. Want
is
to look
it?
At it.
Yeah. And he will keep up appearances. He will compete at some other smaller shows before making his way to New York City for the Westminster Kennel Club Dog
Show.
That's
a big one.
In February. Yeah. A friend of mine said her dog... always watched that show with her, and it took her about 5 years to stop barking at the TV.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No, no. And then it was funny because in the Star Tribune today, Jeff Strickler wrote a story about, so there's this company called Trupanion. It's a pet insurance company based out of Seattle. My sister has insurance on her dog.
Sure. Well, which isn't... remember when this all was happening about 15 years ago, you guys?
Yes. So Trupanion put together... they wanted to find out the most popular names for cats and dogs in 2019. Well, it turns out cat and dog lovers have a lot in common because their animals are... six of the names for cats and dogs are on both lists, including the ones that ranked number one, Luna...
oh.
And number two, Bella.
Bella's a big name.
Which is on both cats and dogs lists. And the order varies from that point with the exception of Lucy, which is number five on both lists.
My son's dog is Lucy.
We had a Lucy. Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh.
Charlie is number three for dogs, number four for cats. Max is number seven. Max is also a great cat name. And Oliver is also a dog and cat name.
Ollie.
For dogs, the only Bailey, Cooper, and Daisy and Bear are not cat names usually. And for cats, Leo, Milo, Lily, and Simba.
Oh, all right.
So when it comes to creativity, there's really a lot of sameness.
Yes, there is.
For cats and dogs.
Yes, there
but
is.
But I like the name Wasabi. That's so cute.
And it just made me so happy to see it. It was a surprise.
Yeah.
It was just such a happy surprise. So, cheers.
And their little smushed face.
I know. They're very, that's a cute dog, but just taking care of that hair alone. Oh, yeah. I mean, you would need to have a Dyson hair dryer. So when it got wet, you could dry it right away and fast. And
well, dogs don't like to go outside in the rain.
What dog do you know?
Dog,
mine
little
hates
dogs.
The rain.
It hurts their ears. That's the number one reason. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I never knew that because our dogs were always
hunting
out in the rain.
Hunting dogs are different.
Yeah. Okay.
But most like little what I call house dogs, they don't like it because it hurts their ears. The sound of the rain if it's raining hard.
Who knew, Laura?
I learned that from my mom, who watches Como News every day at 4, and they always have a question
of the day,
like a Snapple chat.
So how hard is that with her with little dogs in Seattle where it rains all the time?
It's more of a drizzle there, isn't it?
If they just won't go out if it's raining hard, and it's been raining hard and really windy in Seattle, like since maybe New Year.
I'm Bradley Traynor.
And I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
There's Eve.
Right.
So, you know, they have a little porch that's covered.
That they can that go they do their
can
business. Go,
they can do their business.
They can do their business in.
Yeah.
That's just a great name, though. Wasabi.
Wasabi, yeah. But I did like that so many of the dogs had regular human names.
Well, so many do.
Yeah, but I see more and more now you're seeing that. My favorite was, because I have a boxer, so the third place finisher was a boxer, and her name is Wilma.
Oh, that's a great name.
Yeah.
That's a great name.
That is a good one. Now, were you surprised, just going back to New Year's Eve for a second, yes, about Kathy Griffin getting married?
I didn't know that till I came into work today.
I didn't even know she was, like, dating somebody.
I knew she was. I did know that.
How can somebody be a longtime boyfriend?
3 years, isn't it?
Yeah, but is that a long time boyfriend?
In this day and age, when you're up in our age group, if you're dating someone for 3 years, if you're dating them for 6 months, you should know.
And Lily Tomlin married them at Kathy Griffin's home in Bel Air. She was the person, and we were talking about on Tuesday when Kat was here, about that a year ago, we'd had a New Year's Eve wedding, and it was one of the few, like, pretty much everybody RSVP'd yes, because it was something really fun to do on New
Year's
Eve.
Right.
You know, so unless you were like out of town or you had some other longstanding plan, most people are like, yeah, I'll go to your wedding.
Because there's nothing to do.
Well, I mean, last year was a Monday night. Yeah. This year was a Tuesday night. I mean, when it's on a Friday or Saturday,
yeah,
then.
Sure.
But there was still a lot of music and a lot of good stuff
happening.
Absolutely. Stevie Nicks slid out onto the stage with Keith Urban in Nashville, and she was dressed up like she was in the Antarctic, and he was dressed up like he was in Australia.
I saw it.
In 90-degree weather.
Yeah, they did Stop Dragging My Heart Around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they sounded good.
They did.
Carson Daly was hosting with Julianne Hough.
Okay, can I just tell you something? I thought it's ready for you to say Carson Kressley.
Yeah, Carson Daly.
Carson Kressley. I was watching the Rose Bowl Parade, which is still a bucket list. I want to see those floats up close.
Been there.
I know. I want to see
And I was at the corner.
Yeah, that's like a big deal.
Yeah.
But he was on a horse.
Person?
Yes. Oh my gosh. And all of a sudden I'm watching it because that thing makes me happy. I love to hear about all the flowers. I mean, the amazing things they do with flowers and nuts and grains and grasses to make these amazing floats.
Yeah.
Because everything has to be real on a Rose Bowl float.
Julia, maybe we can get a media credential and cover it.
I would love to.
You know?
But
kind of fun, and then it's fun to go to the game.
Oh, well, unfortunately, the Badgers lost yesterday. That was a big...
Unfortunately?
Well, Donnie, if
I thought the Gophers won.
No, that was a different game.
Oh.
Okay, that was in Florida.
All right.
That was the Outback Bowl, and we did win, and that was a great, but I thought it was going to go either way.
Yeah.
Until the very end, and then the Badgers played in the Rose Bowl.
Is this New Year's Day when
both
all this was
are,
happening?
Yes, okay. All these were happening. So
I was just busy doing something else. Binge watching you.
And?
The second season.
It was so pretty, though, yesterday.
So good. I didn't care, Julia. Oh, I have been on the go.
Well, you've been out. We had rain and gray.
Yeah,
so the last 2 days
up.
Were beautiful.
Beautiful, yeah. It would have been a nice day to do some outside, but no, I was doing indoor activities called pause.
Pass forward. Get
next
another
episode.
Beverage.
All right, listen, we come back. We got a buddy coming in.
Time for your My Talk traffic before we get to Low J's buddy. Highway 61 northbound, a crash from Lake Avenue to Lake Avenue in White Bear Lake. Near Forest Lake, 35 northbound, debris on the roadway from Highway 8 to Viking Boulevard. And North St. Paul, Highway 36 westbound, debris on the roadway. That's happening by White Bear Avenue north to McKnight Road. In St. Anthony, 35W northbound, debris on the roadway from County Road C to County Road D. And near St. Paul, 94 eastbound, a crash from Creighton Avenue to Pryor Avenue. Your 5 Eyewitness News weather for forecast, cloudy today, 35. Mostly cloudy, 28 tonight. Snow tomorrow, less than an inch of snow falling. With a high of 32, right now 33, and cloudy at the MyTalk studios.
Did you miss Julia's random thoughts? You can always find it on the podcast. Download or stream My Talk shows wherever you find your podcasts or at My Talk Keyword Podcast.
Hang on a sec. Let me get Matt in here.
It's that time of the week. Time for...
It's Matt Belanger!
Belanger, Belanger.
Is that it?
It's Matt Belanger!
No. Belanger. Want to try again?
It's Matt Belanger!
Julia, that's not even how you pronounce Bazinga.
It's Matt Belanger!
Don't listen to them. It's Matt Belanger.
It's Matt Belanger!
Oh, Belanger, Belanger.
It's Matt Belanger!
Matt, how do you feel about having a theme song?
Every single time.
I mean, it's longer than some of our other theme songs.
That's right.
I love it. I'm very grateful
People
for
downstairs
it.
At KCPTV are probably kind of jealous.
A little bit. I mean, even though the whole thing pretty much makes fun of my last name.
And the fact that we...
It's educational.
The fact that we still, to this day, can't pronounce it. I don't know why it gives us so much trouble.
I love it because every time it plays, every single time, it brings a smile to your face.
It's a good one.
Honest. It's a tricky name, Belanger.
It is. So, Matt, how many broadcasts are you anchoring? Because it is the last week and this week, it's juggle city because people are on vacation.
Yeah, we're a team. We're on every day. There are five Eyewitness News, no matter what.
Right.
And case in point, on Christmas Day with that huge fire in Minneapolis.
Oh my gosh.
And so, yeah, we've kind of been all over the clock. These days, I've been waking up at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning to get in.
You're doing the morning.
Because the morning news starts at 4:30. So I took a nap, and now I'm back here for you, ladies, this afternoon. So thanks for having
Thank
me. Appreciate
you.
That.
What are we talking about?
What time do you have to go to bed at, though, to wake up at 2:30 in the morning?
You try for six or seven, and then that turns into 8, and then you wake up every now and then thinking you're going to oversleep, and so it's a saga.
Did you watch that show, The Morning Show, on Apple?
Yes. We talked about that briefly.
Yeah, because I kind of did think that was like every morning at 3:30 a.m. I just thought, no wonder those people make the big bucks on these morning shows, because like your life is weird.
Your life is weird.
Exactly. I mean, because of that early time. I mean, I'm just saying
compress a lot into afternoons.
You get really good at getting up and getting going and getting done what you need to and you know, jumping and off to the races. Anyway, some people love it. I love it. I love the feeling because I like getting a jump start on the day.
Yeah.
And I like that people look to me and they know what's going on and they, you know, it's nice to have that nice, easy wake up feeling going.
All right.
Too.
Well, here we are in the new year. We know that
Happy New Year, everybody.
We know that you work out because you are fit and buff. And so we know that that is not one of your resolutions, probably.
Well, you know, it still is because you have to maintain
it. For everybody.
Eat better, work out, drink more water, do a budget, you know, all that stuff. Yeah. But, you know, I was surfing around and I found some really unique New Year's resolution ideas for people who might, you know, you're a little late here. It's the second, right? But some people might still be looking around for an idea to carry out through the year. It's not too late to pick one. So how about...
It's only January 2nd.
Well, you know, it's not like you have to start it on the 1st. You can do it at any
point. Remember, this Sunday and next Sunday are the two biggest online dating profile dates.
Oh, okay.
Because that is like now, because now the new fish are going to be showing up. The snow globe.
Are there sales?
Well, I think like eHarmony, there might be something where you get a sale, but like the snow globing is over if you kind of had.
What is that?
That's where you kind of cast a magical snow globe over somebody in December.
She's making it up.
No, I'm not. It's a real thing.
Oh, my God.
And maybe you do some fun dates.
You shake the person? What?
And then you get rid of them, you know, in January. So now people are looking, you know, so that is something.
I've learned something
here
this afternoon.
Ask a friend to help.
Oh, yeah. Good luck.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, snow globing aside here.
Okay.
Unique New Year's resolutions, that's tough to say.
Yeah.
Here we go. How about schedule a time to be bored each week. Plan an hour. Take an hour. You get to plan it.
Yeah.
Commit to it, but do nothing. Be bored. Kind of give your mind a break.
Oh, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Do an act of kindness every day. Something. Big, little, whatever. Yeah. One a day. Good idea. Cook something new every week. Try and... Now, that's a big commitment. Some of these are... Easier said than done, but cook something new every week.
You do get into
I'll make the turkey chili one more time, right?
Yeah, no,
everything you know.
Gosh, yes.
You really do. Like, I mean, Casey, I think, basically hinted right out loud to me about...
let's try some new food.
Yeah, he's like, do you think... he said, we've had a really great year seems like we've had a lot of fun, but has the cooking been repetitive? And I
he did not.
Not so subtle there.
You know, my friend just came over last night and she subscribes and to like Fresh Batch or something.
Where they deliver the stuff.
But the Fresh Express. Mm-hmm, and the reason why she loves it is because she wastes so much money on food they don't eat in the refrigerator. Right,
yeah, they send you exactly the amount you need.
And we made one of the things last night, and, you know, you're making a new recipe, and it's good for kids, too.
Right.
You're making a new recipe.
The shopping's done for you.
It's done for you, and you're not, you know the recipe's going to work, and it's going to be good, but it was...
And the grief-to-dollar ratio probably makes sense money-wise.
Yeah, and you can do it for two people or four people.
Speaking
But, I mean, that'd be a fun...
That'd be an easy way
to
do it.
Lori, that might be something new, because it would help. It would force you to try new recipes.
Yeah, and it makes that
and
resolution a little easier.
And you know it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Because they've already tried it
and tested, and the instructions are easy. I've got to ask really quick. Give me the 10-second version. Yeah. What happened with the meatballs?
Oh, the meatballs. Gosh.
Speaking of food and consternation.
Listen, you know what? I think I was so happy to have made the meatballs. I was scooping.
Uh-oh.
If you want to make a good meatball, use your ice cream scoop. It makes the perfect size meatball. But anyway, I put the meatballs in the refrigerated sauce, but forgot to put the whole crock pot out on my porch, which acts like a refrigerator. So basically everything fermented.
Happy holidays.
The first thing you said to me when I got there is, I ruined the meatballs.
I ruined the meatballs.
And I didn't even react. Yeah. I'm like,
those meatballs were...
You live and learn.
Yeah, but I mean, I knew it. I had been lovingly keeping the sauce refrigerated for 5 days.
Wow.
What was I thinking?
Wow.
And I wasn't even doing the drinking game. Have a drink every time Casey yelled Jesus during the Viking Packer game. Other people were.
Oh, man.
Which there were people drinking.
Yeah. So back to resolution.
Yes,
sorry, a little sidetracked. But I had to get updated on the meatballs. Try something new to cook every week. Just once a week, you know, maybe on the weekend, whatever. Book all of your doctors and medical appointments the whole year out at once. Take care of it. Get it on the books because it's a little nuanced thing. You know they'll take the appointments. Then you get the appointment you want, the time slot you want.
I gotta be honest.
Do it all. Do it for the whole
brilliant.
Year.
That's a great idea.
That's a great idea because there's nothing.
How many times are you calling and they're like, "Wow, we can squeeze you in at this," and the time doesn't work for you, and you get that 8 a.m. You know, whatever you want. Before
I made
work.
Four appointments this morning.
Look
that
at
was,
you
that was,
rocking it.
I thought because I was like such a slough yesterday. I did nothing. I binged watch.
Good
eight
for you.
Episodes of you, but I'm like, this morning, I am making doctor appointments that I've been putting off making for like 2 months.
Oh, right. Boy. No, okay. How about this? Buy plants. Buy more houseplants. Fill your house. Studies show if you have houseplants around, it just makes you a happier person. You know, caring for them really helps out. Just buy a couple, and if you're not a plant person and you struggle for this, just start with a succulent or something really low maintenance.
Those are nothing.
And grow from there.
Well, succulents need some sun.
And some space. Don't overwater those.
But they need morning sun or they need an afternoon. They cannot handle a shady.
The rubber tree is the one that I can make live.
That thing lives.
It bounces right back.
And a chef.
You got it.
I mean, it just keeps sprouting and sprouting and sprouting. I like plants.
And aren't you happy when you see it thriving
like
in your place?
Yes.
You know, a couple more. Just three more.
Okay.
Give yourself more compliments. You know, just take a step back and everyone's like, "Oh, I got to be better. I got to race and compare myself to the neighbors
don't
and Facebook, social
fat.
Media.
Don't call yourself old.
Look
don't
at everything
call
you've
yourself
done.
Ugly and don't call yourself stupid.
Be positive, people. That's huge. I mean, just keep that in your mind all year long.
Yep.
This one's kind of controversial here. Well, I'll do that one last cuz that's a talker.
Uh-huh.
How about sanitize your phone once a week? This is important, people. You know, they make wipes that are safe for electronics. Once a week, if not more.
If not more, because our phones are dirtier
disgusting.
Than a public toilet.
Yeah, and people forget. It slips the minds. We're always there.
I'm cleaning mine right now.
Yes, you're wiping it, but you're wiping it with your scarf dear.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's a same thing as sanitizing.
No, I better wash the scarf when I get home tonight.
And here's one. I think we're all guilty of this. And when I read this,
we'll
I said, this is genius.
What is it?
It's take back your lunch break. How many times at work? I mean, it's just become kind of expected almost that people warm up their lunch and then they're half working at their desk and kind of shoving some food in
really
and still doing emails.
Get some shopping done.
Well,
or get some exercise. We used to walk.
Aren't you a lucky lady over there?
Every day. We would walk every day at lunch.
Or we would go shop at Ridgedale Mall.
And well, and listen, but the studies have shown that if you take a break, you get up, you move, you go outside from your office, even just a quick 10-minute break, and get away from your desk to eat your lunch, go somewhere else. It helps your productivity and your mood through the rest of the afternoon. So reclaim that lunch break in 2020, baby.
I think look up.
Face with your neck.
That is a big, I've read this thing that is like number three for people's resolutions is to try and disconnect from social media a little bit
more. That was mine.
Yeah.
I put it on Facebook.
I put it on Facebook. Listening to that.
Yeah.
My resolution. Disconnecting. That's mine. And I put it on Facebook and instant it all out. Oh my God.
That was an honest moment, ladies and gentlemen. But I did. Yeah. I said, I'm going to be more present. I'm going to, you know, be less distracted by social media.
Yeah,
and it's so easy to fall into the better than the neighbor, comparison, keeping up with the Joneses thing.
And not really. If I compared myself to Madonna and her singing, "You're Just Too Good to Be True," dancing around a pole at a beach in Brazil, I didn't want to. She looked like she was having fun. Lori, I think her butt's bigger.
Really?
Lori and I have been dying to figure out if she had butt implants.
Yeah, what she did. Because that was number four, get a Kardashian-like posterior.
But as a New Year's resolution?
Yes, I can honestly say that is not a mine. Plus, you can buy those pull-on underwear that have the pads in them.
Yes.
If you need it.
Lori, let's get a pair. Let's buy a new pair of those underwear and wear them in L.A.
Yeah, well, we'd have
to just around here, see if anybody notices.
We'd have to, stack them.
I'm wearing them, though.
Yeah,
Donnie, that was his
name. It's like having a built-in pillow.
Yeah, that was Donnie. He's like, I've just started my flat ass. I need a Kardashian booty. Yep.
It's very comfortable.
But can you believe that?
I really can't believe that,
Lori.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are you interested in hearing the greatest New Year's song ever?
Yes, please. Let's do it.
It's about New Year's resolutions.
Okay,
it's
this is perfect. Perfect timing.
New Year's resolutions. It's by none other than Otis Redding and Carla Thomas. And when they recorded this album, January 1967, and he died by December 10th in the plane crash. So he never got to hear this song take off because they were kind of saving it. But this is a cool song.
Sass to it.
That's
got
Memphis soul, man. Anyway, so
let's make a New Year's resolution that we can keep.
Yeah, that's the name of the song, New Year's resolution.
Put that on your playlist when you're taking your walk during your lunch break, ladies.
I know, it's so good, Matt. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Matt.
See you next Thursday. See you on
Five Eyewitness News. You can catch me 11 a.m. Monday through Friday, Channel 5. And then if you haven't had your fill, you can get an hour of news at noon on 45 TV. Leah McClain and I are there.
We love that, Matt. Yeah. All right, listen, we come back. We got binge-watching news to share and also just a hot TV show, new show that starts tonight. We'll be right back.
Sex Monday? You can always find it on the podcast. Download or stream My Talk shows wherever you find your podcasts or at My Talk keyword podcast.
It'll be alright, so I still look back at all the messages you'd sent. And I know it wasn't right, but it was messing with my head. And everything deleted like the past, yeah, it was gone.
Hey, everybody, thanks for hanging out with us. It's Thursday, we're back to work. It's a discombobulating week for everybody. I know it.
I totally thought it was Monday.
Me too.
Yeah.
And then everybody's really happy that it's not, who didn't start their New Year's resolution yet, because they're waiting till Monday.
That's right. That's exactly right, Julia.
Yeah, maybe. I laugh so hard.
No,
I
thought, people, it's discombobulating.
It was kind of really nice having the holidays on Wednesdays because we got off extra time.
Yeah, no, I mean,
it's a good day of the week.
I felt real relaxed coming back on Sunday, but then discombobulated to be here Monday and Tuesday, and then you were in here, and then a day off in the middle of the week. So yesterday, I just decided, Casey was like, I'm going to go play with the grandkids.
That's right, you were back. I was thinking.
Yeah, so it's like Donnie and I were both back, and we're just like, well, you know. Just, yeah, so he said, I'm going to go play with the kids, you know, slide and whatever. And I'm like, okay, be gone all day. And I watched 8 episodes of the second season of You.
And that's about a stalker.
Yeah, it was, the first season was on Lifetime, and then it went over to Netflix, and people, younger people, discovered it. And then Netflix did a deal, got it away from Lifetime. And Carolyn Kepnes is the author of You. There is a second book.
So there is. Okay.
There is. It's called Hidden Bodies, and that's what this season is
based on.
I did not read that book, but I saw that in the credits.
Oh. Did you like it?
I loved it. I love it. I love it. And I love Victoria Pedretti, who plays the woman. We saw her in The Haunting of Hill House.
Oh, right. The teenage girl?
Yeah.
Who was darling?
Oh, yeah. I like it. I like it. I like that show. I liked watching 8 episodes of it. Casey and I only have 1 episode of The Witcher, and everybody that
left?
Everyone in the UK and everyone in America watched that show in the last 2 weeks.
That's
it was like
one?
A little mini Game of Thrones thing.
Yes.
Well, here was mine.
What was yours? What'd you binge on?
Oh my gosh. The Bonfires of Destiny. I sent that to you.
Yeah, it sounds so good.
It's on Netflix, and it's based on a true story because there was a devastating fire in 1897 in Paris.
Oh, a period piece.
Laurie,
we love it.
You said last night with Casey Lake, I'm like, no.
No.
But it's 3 women find their lives upended because of the fire.
Fires. Oh, this sounds amazing.
By betrayal, deception, and romantic turmoil. Laurie, it's so good.
Is it? Is it like Outlander good like that?
Yeah, but different.
Is there
different.
Hot? Is there gratuitous sex?
There's good stuff.
Okay, good.
It has enough in it.
Yeah.
What's it called again?
It's called The Bonfires of Destiny. So it's so good. And it's a period piece with great costumes and great settings. And then the other one, which is in its 5th year, is I started The Expanse, and it's a sci-fi drama.
You watched sci-fi?
I did. I didn't watch all the seasons because I liked it.
Oh, okay.
Have you watched that?
I believe I never did, but it was on my radar for a second, and maybe it was a show that Casey and I watched 1 episode. And
here's why I think it's so interesting. Here's what I kind of dig about it, because it really talks about the future. Obviously, it's sci-fi, but it reminded me kind of Star Trek, but updated. You know, so you. It's just interesting how they travel, about what they're worried about food-wise, what it's like because people
and
grew up on Mars. It's on Netflix, I guess.
It is. Okay.
People who grew up on Mars who have never seen the sun or the ocean, and they're just jealous of what would that be like for the Earth. You know, it's, I kind of dug it.
I'm going to skip that one.
All right.
Yeah.
The first one, you'll die. It's so good. I didn't want to finish it because I didn't want to ruin all my fun.
Yeah, that sounds.
There's 8 episodes
of
Bonfires of Destiny.
There must be 10 episodes of You because there's. I watched.
I don't have any desire to go back into that one.
It's so good. It's so good. And it's in LA and it totally that whole LA thing.
I never even watched the end. I didn't like his mind anymore.
Oh, okay. I like that show.
To each his own.
Yeah. The Witcher, you gotta watch that.
I do. I've only watched the first one of that.
Yeah. That one, so the show that's coming
tonight. Not The Bachelor. Oh,
no,
it's
not The Bachelor. It's not Monday. It's Tuesday. I don't
it's
know
Thursday.
How.
What day is it?
It's Thursday.
Oh, gosh.
January 2nd. So the show is called Deputy. Stephen Dorff plays the deputy. He plays a 5th-generation lawman who's watched way too many Westerns and becomes the accidental sheriff of L.A. County, offering him numerous opportunities to bring his frontier-like formula for justice to the streets. It's hard. No, this is what Neil Justin writes. It's hard to decide what's more laughable, the dime novel dialogue or the fact that bad guys can fire dozens of bullets and no one gets hurt. So it sounds like Neil thinks it's not good, but I want to at least
what
check
channel?
It out. Fox.
Fox, okay.
Fox, because Stephen Dorff was so great in True Detective.
Deputy.
Yes.
Yeah, it's called that.
And did anyone try to watch the
the people who, for the match show, it's like we first meet on the dance floor?
Well, they had decent ratings for this first episode because it followed a football game.
Yeah.
The second episode, the bottom dropped out.
It's a dance show?
It's a dance show. And it's about, it's like, you know, my 24-hour fiancé kind of thing, but it's my, I met on the dance floor.
Oh, okay.
Did you watch it? And it's hosted by Chanum's ex-wife.
Oh, Jenna Dewan. Yeah.
I tried for... It's so bad.
Is it so bad?
It's so
bad. Well, I'm going to watch Deputy and see if it's so bad. And then the other thing that comes back on Lifetime, just a three-parter, Surviving R. Kelly Part 2, The Reckoning. And that came out last year in January. It was so compelling. It was done so well. So this one... it follows up to some of the women who spoke out about R. Kelly and what happened, and then some additional people that have come forward. So that's on Lifetime tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday.
Okay, I got to ask you guys, did anyone watch the Jamie Foxx Netflix special?
You mean Kevin Hart?
Yeah, Kevin Hart.
Oh, no.
No, because it looks absolutely horrible.
Let me just tell you.
He's getting so much backlash, too.
I watched the first episode.
How did he talk his wife into doing that?
I don't know why we needed to know that he's the most motivated, disciplined person in the world. I mean, that's what the first one was to me. It's like, okay, if I slept until 8, I'm a slog. I mean, he really works hard.
Someone talked him into thinking it's a good PR spin, but there's actually been more backlash to it. It hasn't done anything. He's doing too much. I mean, in the third episode, his wife says, oh, someone DM'd me his sex video of the three-day.
I never made it that far. I made it through the first one, and I was just...
It was a terrible idea for him, and hopefully it will just die away. But I know it was making headlines on CNN today, and there's real backlash to it. And then Don't Bleep with Cats is the other one that a lot of people are
people
watching.
People like that one, though.
Yeah, I know. Okay, listen, we'll be back.
Whether it's Baker's Simple Truth Turkey or mac and cheese with Murray's English Cheddar, or pie made with fresh Cosmic Crisp apples, there are many dishes we look forward to sharing during the holidays. And Baker's has all the fresh ingredients you need to turn today's holidays into tomorrow's memories. Baker's, fresh for everyone.
Get more ways to save at the Buy 5 or More Save $1 Each sale. Just buy 5 or more participating items and save $1 each with card. Baker's, fresh for everyone.